Shalom. We are already up to the 8th pasuk of Ashrei, and we are coming even deeper, more connected with the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aramimcha, like we said time and again, uplift Hashem, recognize that everything emanates from Him, and bring down the bracha kol yoim. And to get with that, recognize the midas toiv that has no limits, gedulosa in cheke, and have a deeper recognition of it, yishabach masecho. Together with that, we have the gvuras Hashem, and the neiroyos, the awe-inspiring, and the events that Hashem puts into the world, with His hashkocha, the physical events, and the other type of different calamities that happen in the world. And together with that, we, Klal Yisrael, have the shaykhus to the beauty of the Hadag for Hidecho, the Niflois, the Nisan that He made for us to keep us going from generation to generation. And now, we're starting the general Hanhog of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chanan v'rachum Hashem erech apayim gedol chosen. Everything from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming from these midas of Chanan v'rachem, tremendous rachmonis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us. Chanan means that He gives it for free, even if we don't deserve it. He sustains us. Rachem is if we're unfortunate and we're needed for mercy. He has rachmonis on us. Hashem is the rachem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's when He's bestowing upon His goodness. On the other hand, even when one is deserving of punishment, that's also the geulat midah of Chanan v'rachum. Erech apayim. It doesn't right away punish those who need punishment. He keeps them alive so they should be able to be chayzer b'tshuva. Dol chosed. And the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also so great and unlimited. So basically, we're taking all those different things that we spoke about till now, and we're summing it up, that the thing that is behind the whole Hanhoga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Midah of Chanan v'Rachum. That we know, the Gdol Chosed, that we know, Olam Chesed Yibone. The whole idea behind the creation was to do Chesed to the Brios, specifically to us, because the greatest Chesed is only to us. The chesed that's done to the animals and the wildlife is sustain them for a short period of time till they die. But by us, gedol chesed, we recognize the greatness, like we said before, there's a chesed without limitations. And that's the chesed that we have the schus, the privilege, to take advantage of. This is something this statement has a twofold to'elis for us. Number one is, focus on all the Chanan v'rachum Hashem, how much rachmonis Hashem has on us, and we don't deserve it. We're not being over Hashem 100% the way we should, and even so Hashem sustains us every day of our life. The fact that we're, Baruch Hashem, we're alive, and we have what we have, is all with the rachmonis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the fact that there's not immediate punishment. Moed b'malchus, if a person doesn't do everything that a king says, Besim should have immediate death penalty. And Hashem doesn't do that to us. He has erech apayim, even if we don't behave ourselves 100%, or even not 50%, or even not 20%. And the main thing is gedoyul chosed. We are special. We as Klal Yisrael are the only ones that are recipients of this Doyul Chosed, the greatest level of the Chesed, the eternal Chesed. And this is something that if we margul ourselves to realize that Hashem is just out to be Chanan v'Rachem, to bestow us goodness, then we're going to take more advantage of the opportunities also. Because that's what Hashem wants us to do. Every second of our life, I wake up my eyes in the morning and I say, Moida Ani, I recognize that You gave me my life back. We brought ourselves closer to Hashem. We're bringing us closer and to a higher level of shleimus in this world, a higher level of Olam Haba. Then I wash my hands, I realize I'm special. I've yadayim with kedusha. I wash my hands. I start my avodas hayom. Also, like serving, like we learned in the past, serving the Beis Hamikdash. And from that to the Birchas HaShachar, to the tefillah, to the learning, to the Bein Alu Chaveiro, to the different nisyonos in the course of the day, and I just look at it, it's, wow, another nisyon, another opportunity. I take advantage to bring myself closer to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is the Tachlis HaBriyah. So as we say, this pasuk is so important specifically for us, recipients of the greatest level of chesed, the eternal chesed through Torah and mitzvahs. And we have this in mind, number one, we'll have a more pleasant day, because even things don't go 100% the way we want, but we know deep down that this is all for the good. But more than that, if we realize that everything in this world is for our good, then we'll be able to focus on every little thing I could do in the best possible way. It'll bring nachas ruach to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and bring me to a much higher level of shleimus, bring me to my tachlis, and help me bring my entire family together to me to this higher level. We should have another day of receiving the chanun, the rachum from Hashem, the chapayim, the gdol chosem.